Okay, happy hump day, friends. It is the John DiBella Show daily podcast on this October 28th. All the best stuff that took place on our airwaves this morning. We started out dancing with ourselves before betting with the Jets. Our Hot Topics hotline today wanted to know the worst kid costumes that your parents dressed you up in. Adult Play-Doh is now a product on shelves. Song Story saw us painting it all black. We started a campaign today to get you to vote, as if you're not already being beaten over the head with that initiative by everywhere you look. But this one's for Andre Gardner, something fun to vote for once. We spun the wheel of WoW and filled up the classic rock lifeboat once again. It's been a while since we did that. This time it had to do with bass players. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Dancing with myself and Billy Idol. I remember when that was a Gen X song, right? You know, and it was like we knew all those songs. There was a band Generation X that eventually became Gen X. That's where Rebel Yell came from. Also, Dancing with myself, and I was like, it just popped into my head. I remember playing that when it first came out, but it would be the Gen X version, not the Billy Idol version, right? Even though it was Billy Idol singing it when he was in Gen X.
Do you remember the reason that it's called that back then? Did you know the true meaning of the song back then?
What, Dancing with Myself? Yeah. Oh, you know, from the definitely.
From the jump?
Oh, yeah, from the jump. From the get-go.
I had no idea until a couple years ago. And then I went, ew.
Yeah, I think I was with you. We found out together.
Did we?
Was it
we were dancing with ourselves.
Yeah. You were out dancing with yourself?
We were docking with ourselves.
Yeah, well, you were having a circle dance?
Well, it's hard to do a circle with two people, John.
55 degrees outside, mostly cloudy with some sun later on. High temperature about 60 degrees. I mentioned this when we started. You were in the office when I got pissed and the sun came out yesterday. There's nothing I hate more than reading a forecast that says, oh, it's going to be cloudy all day. We get off the air, and within an hour of us getting off the air, the sun is shining, the clouds are breaking up, it's a beautiful day outside. I'm like, great. Thank you so much for making me look like a boob.
You should solve that problem
by
just saying, weather today, look outside.
There you go.
Could be cloudy, might be sunny.
Right. I'll just give you what the high temperature could possibly be.
All right.
Well, it could possibly be 60 today.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9. MGK.
Here's another betting story for you, Dave.
Okay.
A last-minute scoring adjustment meant the difference between $1 million and $3,078.94.
That's quite a gap.
Some guy on DraftKings was doing his daily fantasy player thing.
Never heard of DraftKings, by the way.
Never heard of them? No. You ever heard of DraftKings?
No, BetRivers.com.
BetRivers. You sure you don't mean Parks?
No.
Parks Sportsbook? Sure, you know what I mean, that one?
Yeah.
All right. We're all such whores.
I know. Right. Anyway, this guy had the Chicago Bears defense on the roster for the Monday night showdown with the Rams.
Oof.
He was sitting proudly in first place and could have been the winner of the $1 million jackpot until a stat change happened when the Bears defense was dropped from 2 sacks to 1. His place in the standings dropped from first to sixth. So basically he lost $996,921.06.
Wow.
My God. Yeah, on a stat change.
I'd burn that $3,000. I don't even want it.
Meanwhile, back at the Kansas City Jets game, the spread is now down. The Kansas City is now favored by 19.5 points. Started at 21.
Mm-hmm. And that's when I hopped on it.
And that's
when just yesterday.
I told you yesterday to get on it, you know, and basically it's still three touchdowns.
It's so stupid.
It's still three touchdowns. Folks, if you're going to bet on anything, bet on that.
Champions, your fans will come and see you in any kind of weather. Through the season, they're apt to stick around. But by playing slightly worse on Sunday helps my bank account. Hey, I just hired that big fat spread. Ooh, I'll lay some money down. 'Cause people are betting on the Jets. They always lose. I drink too much booze. I can hardly watch them on TV.
Jets.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I get it.
What? Are you missing a couple of buttons?
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Strictly for laughs.
102.9.
You know.
MGK.
That's not bad. That's pretty clever.
I want to use the Hot Topics phone line this morning. If you haven't encountered this before, it's a special phone line that we've put in so that you could just answer a quick question and we'll just like gather them all up and put them on the air. The number 484-434-1313. And the question at hand, I don't know how many people remember this. What was the worst costume your parents ever put you in when you were a kid?
Huh. Ooh. Well, I mean, I remember the typical little kid pumpkin / three peas in a pod. I'm pretty sure that's what my sister and I were one year.
Right.
But I would probably say worst, and it's because of it, was just laying around, the football player. Because I was a football player. Well, let's just give him his football pads. Put your pads on, Steve. We're going to walk around the street and collect some candy. You're a football player for Halloween.
So you were a Redskin. The football player.
Yeah. The football
for me, player. The football player.
For me, I think it was my parents were, well, obviously so cheap. There was this, do you know Sweetzels? Like a spiced wafer cookie?
Yeah.
They came one year, I remember, they came with a mask on the back of the box, and you could like cut out the mask and attach
and
a string.
And be the little chef that's on the
Sweetzel
bottles?
Is that what it was? It might have been him. We called it Sweetzel face.
Yeah.
And I put the mask on, and then just to add a little flair, I remember putting a tube sock on my chin as like a beard. And I was Sweetzel face.
Why is his beard so hard?
Because it was dad's. He was married. Sweetzel face. You can't make this up.
I come when I was a kid, which was before your parents even thought about dating.
Uh-huh.
The costumes used to come like, you know how like you can go into Costco, any one of these places, and they have these racks and racks of like, you know, coverall costumes.
Put
he's a Ghostbuster. Put this on, you're an army guy. Put this on, you're a princess.
Sure.
It's all one piece, right? Back when I was a kid, and Seinfeld basically, when Seinfeld did this bit, right, it was like he had stolen my childhood. Okay. Because it's exactly what happened to me. Right. All of the costumes came in these boxes, and they had masks. So, and I had the Superman one, which I was far too fat for. Right? And you're like, it was flimsy material, and it was just, and it was like a one-piece thing, but it opened up in the back almost like a operating room gown.
Like a smock.
Yeah. Right.
Probably but
tied
it had legs
and
everything.
Yeah, tied around your neck. Okay. And there was a big hole in the back, right? And then you put this plastic mask on that had this rubber band around it, and within a block or two, the rubber band snapped.
Of course, yeah.
Right? And you were sweating like a pig. And then, of course, it would be cold, right? And, you know, and so you'd have to open your coat and go, look, I'm Superman, close your coat, right? It was the worst. It was the absolute worst.
You were Clark Kent.
Now I'm Superman. That's it.
I'd kill for a photo.
So what was the worst Halloween costume your parents put you in as a kid? So what about yourself, Cindy? What was the worst costume that your parents ever put you in?
I don't know. Like, everything was the worst costume because it was all politically incorrect, cultural appropriation. Like,
that's what makes it the best.
That's what makes it great. Yeah. You know, Halloween.
People weren't afraid back then.
Right. Halloween is all about, you know, costuming. Yes, I'm not a Native American, but look, I'm dressed like one.
The ghost community is very offended at my costume.
I didn't give them smallpox. I didn't take any of their land. I didn't do anything like that. I am celebrating them. Right? No. You're stealing. You're appropriating. Oh, man. You don't get me started on this one. This is not one you want to get me started on. All right? You know? Yes, going out in blackface nowadays, a terrible thing to do.
Right.
Back in the day, it wasn't a crime. So if you did it now, you're an a-hole. Right? But if you did it 40 years ago, oh, no, I'm sorry. You can't be a senator. Right?
Yeah, you know? You judge people according to their time.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So what was it for you?
It was kind of just that. I mean, I was a gypsy.
A gypsy?
Oh, nobody likes them. You're fine.
Yeah, right. Because they steal your children and your money and, you know.
Right.
And then leave you in a cabbage patch somewhere.
Cabbage patch?
That's what we were told. They steal the babies, they leave them in a cabbage patch. That was it. So what was the worst costume your parents put you in as a kid? Call this number. Call the Hot Topic line, 484-434-1313, and tell us what happened to you. Dave definitely wins. Of the four of us, right, including Cindy and her gypsy outfit, right, costume-wise, Dave, we have a hot topic this morning, and if you're going to answer this question, call this number, 484-434-1313. We would love to know what happened to you. What was the worst costume your parents ever put you in when you were a child? And Dave was on the Switzel spice cookie box. There's that little chef guy on there. And the back of the box was cut out the chef guy mask.
Yeah, I think one year they offered like a mask, like cut this out and wear it.
Right, thinking
no one's dumb enough to actually do it. No, we were.
Yeah, we were. Your parents
went on my face along with a tube sock for a beard. I'm dying to find. I know I have a picture. I'm scouring my Facebook. I can't find it. I keep trying.
So, what was it for you? The worst costume your parents put you in? 484-434-1313. Speaking of those kind of things, did you hear what Play-Doh has done?
No.
Play-Doh has come out with adult Play-Doh.
Okay,
well, actually, they're calling it grown-up Play-Doh.
Is it
Play-Doh
alcohol?
For grown-ups.
Keep those molds away from me.
All right, right. And the only thing about it is it's just regular Play-Doh, except it comes in adult scents.
Oh.
Those scents are called overpriced latte, mom jeans, dad sneakers, spa day, Lord of the Lawn, and Grill King.
And guess what?
Right?
They all smell like Play-Doh.
Yeah.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Well, it started out as drugs were the thing that was limiting Brian Jones from the Rolling Stones to contribute to the band, and eventually it led to his firing. But a former manager and producer, Andrew Luke Oman, recalls the time around recording Painted Black. Brian was this guy that he could play anything, and if he didn't know how to play an instrument, he would disappear and then come back with that ability. I mean, it's him on the sitars, it's him on the flute, on Ruby Tuesday, right? As time goes by, right? You know, so it is amazing what this guy had the ability to do. It's a pity that he had the drug problem. But here's what Andrew had to say:
it was a very pleasant period, because Brian, as much as he was like going away from the guitar and the ramifications of what that meant in his life, would do incredible things. Like, you'd say, oh, we want this, and he'd disappear for 18 or 24 hours, and he'd come back having mastered on that instrument for that song a perfect time.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Cindy, we got to talk about something that's really been a private thing here at the radio station for a very long time. We never really mention it on the air, but it is time that we have to do something about it. And I hope he doesn't get upset that I'm exposing him.
Okay.
All right, for what it is. Andre suffers from an addiction, and a lot of people don't know. Yeah, a lot of people don't know about that, and it's been going on for a real long time now. And I think there's a way that we could help him.
All right, help him break the addiction or continue the addiction.
Well, let's put it this way. He wouldn't have to spend money on the addiction for at least a year if we could pull this off.
Hmm.
You see, Andre is addicted to Diet Coke. All right? No exaggeration, folks. He comes in here every day. He walks in the building with a 2-liter bottle of Coke in his hands. And every once in a while, he forgets one. He starts buying it from him. We've got a machine, you know, a soda machine here. One entire row is Diet Coke. Just because of Andre.
It's the Andre row.
Right? It's a total Andre row.
Has his name on it.
And what was that mug that you used to have?
Oh, as my wife refers to it, Andre's big dumb mug.
Big dumb mug.
It's like 86 ounces.
Yeah, it's one of those huge.
Yeah, super big gold.
It's preposterous. Super gold.
It's giant. And he would come in with that, I don't know, maybe a diet or something like that.
Yeah.
Because he's back to the bottle.
Brings it to events.
The reason why I'm bringing this up is Coca-Cola runs this contest usually on Boss's Day. right? And, but because everybody's working from home now, they figured, let's switch it out. So what they're going to do is, and you have until November 16th, and we really want you to help us out with this, there's going to be three grand prize winners who will get a year's supply of Diet Coke.
Wow.
Now, for the for a normal person, it would last a year. For Andre, it might be a month or two.
Yeah.
You know, that's really going to be about it. So we're asking you to go to DietCoke.com anytime between now and November 16th and vote for Andre. Now, all you got to do is you got to put in his name. Does it ask for an address or anything like that?
I don't think so. First and last name? Yeah.
All right. Pull it back up. And, you know, just put in his name and why you believe he should win Diet Coke for a year.
And we'll post a link on our Facebook page.
It's not up yet. It'll be up there by the end of the show. Yeah.
Okay, we'll have it up on our Facebook page by the end of the show. But you know what? If they're willing to hand it out and he's got this addiction that he's got, let's help the man out.
That's right.
Either that or it's send him to Recovery Centers of America. That's the only things we can do. You know, just trying to help a buddy out here, folks. If you love Andre, help him get his free Diet Coke. Go to DietCoke.com and submit his name and why you believe. You know, you can just say, look at that head. I mean, you can put in any reason at all.
The fact that this guy still has teeth in his face with all the soda he drinks is impressive.
Well, it's diet soda, It's just probably, you know, cancer from saccharin.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's not the bazaar. He's a very naughty boy.
Philadelphia's
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Later on this morning, we'll get to the hot topic question. What was the worst costume your parents put you in as a kid? I was telling you about I had the fat guy Superman costume.
Right.
I think Jim Brewer was the fat guy Superman. Jim Brewer was like 87 pounds when he went into kindergarten.
He was huge.
Right. You know. But after my Superman outfit, all right, I was a hobo for the rest of my childhood years for Halloween.
Because that was the standard mid-century costume.
A little dirt on your face?
No. Shoe polish, please.
Oh, excuse me. Because my mistake.
Because it was so much fun trying to get it off. All right? You know, it would be shoe polish. And
the knapsack on the stick.
Yeah, right. Exactly. A little work handkerchief on a stick.
Maybe a fake cigar.
Right. You got it. You name it. Right.
I rolled up no paper.
Right. And I would always have one of Dad's, like, old shirts on. That was it.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, you're going to be, in the first year, it was like, oh, that's great. I'm going to be a hobo. And then from that, following year, I want to be, you know what you should be a hobo. All right. I was a hobo year after year after year. What was the worst costume your parents put you in? And we want you to just call this number, the Hot Topics number, 484-434-1313. Tell us your name, where about you live, and what costume they put you in, and how bad was it? 55 degrees outside right now, and right now...
Wow!
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 Yep, the Wheel of Wow is back and ready to spin. As I was saying, this morning, we've got such great listener picks that have come in. I'm dying for it to land on listener pick again this week. It did last week for the first time in a while. On the wheel this week, once again, Van Morrison's Jackie Wilson Said, Steely Dan's FM, Sugarloaf's Green Eye Lady, Sniffing the Tears, Driver's Seat. Then there's the first listener pick. Nick Lowe's Cruel to Be Kind. That's been up there since we started the Wheel of Wow. Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine, the Allman Brothers Revival, and another listener pick. Then the Fabulous Thunderbirds with Tough Enough, Mark Cohen, Walking in Memphis, Europe, The Final Countdown, The Small Faces, Ichiku Park, and our third listener pick. I am really hoping for listener pick. Is anything you guys want?
I'm going to stick with Mark Cohen.
Yeah. I want to ride. Oh, go ahead.
For the last month, I've been going with Mark.
Yeah, okay. And you?
I just want to ride the listener train.
You want to ride the listener?
Yeah.
Okay, we're praying for listener pick. Give it a spin.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, it is a really good one. I came into it late. That's a really good one.
We can take a nap. Let's take a bit.
Wow, this is one hell of a spin. Come on, listener pick. There's one.
Two past it.
But
oh, my God.
But
Steve.
Who's going to be happy today,
right,
ladies and gentlemen? Mark Cohn, Walking in Memphis.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DeBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
We're going to do something this morning we have not done in a while, and that is the classic rock lifeboat. See, we've got this lifeboat, and it can only hold three people. But there are four who want to get on. And lo and behold, they all happen to be bass players. You got Paul McCartney, John Paul Jones, Roger Waters, and Sting. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to give you the opportunity to vote on who gets off the boat. And if you're in the group that is the winner, well, then you've got a shot at, we'll pick one person at random, mm-hmm. and they'll get the new Blue Oyster Cult album, The Symbol Remains, the Billy Gibbons book, Rock and Roll Garage, and the Ron Wood documentary, Somebody Up There Likes Me. So it's a great classic rock pack for the classic rock lifeboat. So you got Paul McCartney, if you believe he should be kicked off the boat, text 1. John Paul Jones from Led Zeppelin, text 2. Roger Waters from Pink Floyd, text 3. And Sting from The Police and On His Own, text 4. All right, so... personally, I think it's going to be John Paul Jones. He's a man who doesn't get a lot of credit.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you there. And it's mainly name recognition.
Yeah, you think so?
I think so.
But Zeppelin fans know he's there.
Sure. But if you say Led Zeppelin, okay, first, three that come to mind immediately. Right. And then, oh, yeah, and who's the bass player? Oh, John Paul Jones.
Well, who, unfortunately, gets the least amount of credit and did the most of the work.
Yeah, he was the secret ingredient. He did all the arrangements. He played every instrument,
right,
practically.
Exactly.
Huge in the studio.
You know, his name is on at least half their songs,
mm-hmm.
right? But so you agree with me.
I think it's going to be John Paul Jones.
Well, if you think it's John Paul Jones, then text 2 to MGK. If you're going to go on McCartney, text 1 to MGK. Before I go any further, who are you going with?
Ironically, on a lifeboat, Waters.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I think people are going to get rid of him. Just because they don't want to hear him bitching about Israel the whole time in the lifeboat. Get out of here.
I knew it.
Get in the water.
I knew it.
And then there's Sting. So text 3 for Roger Waters, 4 for Sting to MGK. So you got Paul McCartney as text 1, John Paul Jones from Led Zeppelin text 2, Roger Waters text 3, and Sting text 4. Dave believes it's going to be Roger Waters. Steve and I are going to go with John Paul Jones. What are you going to go with? Because if you're in the biggest group, the group that gets the most votes, well, then one person will be picked, and that Blue Oyster Cult album, The Symbol Remains, Billy Gibbons' Rock and Roll Garage book, and Ron Wood's documentary, Somebody Up There Likes Me, all of that can be yours. So get your text in to MGK.
Instant. It's quick, easy.
Instantly.
Right now.
Instant gratification.
Survey said.
I gotta tell you, I find this shocking.
I do too.
I find this very, very shocking. Paul McCartney, John Paul Jones, Roger Waters, they're all in the clear. Whoa. Over 50% mm-hmm. of our respondents went with Sting.
You know what? Sting. I said to you guys in the office when we were putting this together that when I think of Sting, I think of just a lead singer.
A front man, yeah.
Forget
he plays bass. No, kind of.
Exactly. So maybe that's what happened.
And he's a great bass player. Yeah. He's a terrific bass player. Yeah. All right, let's go through all of the Sting votes, find out who's going to get the prize pack.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's got this one wrong. Yeah, of course he's got it wrong.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Everything out of his mouth is going to be wrong.
MGK.
What was the worst Halloween costume your parents had you in?
Hi, my name is Matt Hansen from Everton, New Jersey. The worst costume my parents ever dressed me up in was a lobster when I was about 7 years old. Thanks, guys. Rock on. Have a great day.
Hi, this is Karen Murray from Del Mar, New Jersey. The worst costume my mom put me in as a kid was a joint costume with me and my brother. It was an organ grinder. Of course, I was the monkey. Organ grinder and a monkey. Other kids had no idea what we were doing.
And your worst costume?
My name is Anthony Fassini. I'm from Orchard River, New Jersey. The worst Halloween costume my parents put me in was a cardboard box wrapped in tinfoil as a robot.
Hi, my name is Marcy. I'm from Elkins Park. My father always made our costumes. The worst costume my father dressed me as an Arab. By the way, I'm Jewish.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I like to picture Jesus as a ninja. Yeah. Fighting off evil samurai.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
102.9.
That's right.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.